Tēnā koutou, this is Stephen Day at Arahikoi Aotearoa, the Walking Access Commission. In this short podcast, Paho Tamiana describes his early work putting together a team of men to open up the tracks and trails in the Uruweras.
So I was charged with the job of opening up all the Uruweras, east, north, south, west of the Uruweras, opening up all the historical tracks. Mm-hmm. And I went through 260-something men to be able to get the hardcore, to be able to assist me in my adventure. I call it an adventure,
yeah,
right? Because it, I was very, very lucky that as I was growing up, my father, my uncles. I think I was more of a sport rat than anything else, but with spoilt in a way that I got all the information required for my survival, and I was one of the very fortunate ones. Some weren't very fortunate, but I was one very fortunate to be able to be spoiled by my great-great-grand, my parents and clothes and that. To be able to acquire this knowledge, you know, so that's all about. It's telling me when I should stop. I mean, when I had the out of 268 men, I was able to get 14 of the hardest core of men. Well, some of them weren't men, some of them were only boys. You know, and I trained them and hardened them up to be able to do what we were supposed to do, and that was opening up all the historical trails. I was father, mother, banker, all at once to all these 13. So I had to be. This is where that now I had to be very, very careful. Yeah, I have to make sure that everything I did and everything I said was right on so that they can understand, mm-hmm. so it doesn't create any havoc,
yeah.
You know, create me any problems, so that things ran smoothly, right? So that very important, that one.
Whakatūpato,
you know, crossing rivers, you know. I taught them all, I did all the basics. I taught them all basically the survival kit. So that's crossing rivers, you know, when to cross, where to cross, all these, those, that's all in there. I also gave them each individual the opportunity to show their skills to hunt. So I had to put them through a whakatūpato course with firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to put them through that also. So that's where that is very important. I also put them through a shelter out of nature.
Yeah.
Nature provide me my living with that. In the Uruweras and living with my great great grandfather, my father and mother and uncle, provided me with that knowledge. All right, provided me. So that's what that is all about.